Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And yes, it is Tuesday. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers. Felix and the gang, hope you guys are keeping it safe tonight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, out there in the land of milk and honey and fruits and nuts, and not necessarily in that order, of course, we have the professor, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, hello, Captain, and hello, everybody.
Now, you notice I said it wasn't necessarily in that order. So we're not sure. We're not sure what kind of order it's in. All right, well, all right, guys. All right, that's the baseball crowd that's out there tonight. There you go. That's the baseball crowd that's out there tonight. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about an adventure? I took a little drive down to Lakewood Ranch yesterday, and I forgot all about something that was going on with one of our bridges and one of our roads under construction and having some sort of a detour. And apparently everybody decided to take the bridge I was on. And we had...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it took me 2 hours, 2 hours to get to Lakewood Ranch, a distance of about 44 miles away from where I live. 2 hours.
Oh, wow. Well, that's brutal.
Yeah. And a lot of it... A lot of it was the baseball crowd going down there to the baseball games, but most of it was just people traveling back and forth that decided not to get on the toll road to go out to I-75 because they couldn't get on the overhead that would take them out that way. So, oh, well, that is what it is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag...
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
You betcha. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded by... Or founded on Judeo-Christian values. What is this? We are not to use that heat. 75. Oh. That's Richard. I thought Richard was talking about the road. Something about the road down here, but no, he wasn't. But anyway, good morning to Richard in the chat room, right?
That's right, yeah. Good morning, Richard. Absolutely.
Okay, now, I've received a little intel here from some military pals of mine talking about the Ukraine. And I'm going to share a couple of things with the audience. I sent that to you, Kyle. You probably haven't had a chance to look at it, right?
Yeah, I'm not a whole lot just yet.
All right, well, I'm going to pay close attention to this segment here, because this comes from a retired United States Army Brigadier General. He says, it's obvious the Russians are losing soldiers and equipment in large numbers while they appear to have outrun their logistics. In other words, they've outrun their supply lines. And we talked about that a while ago, remember?
Right, right.
They've apparently failed to secure their supply lines. They've also resorted to taking their wounded to Ukrainian hospitals in some areas, leaving their dead all over the battlefield, and have had a fair number of their prisoners taken, or their soldiers taken prisoner. Also, my friend says, I see a lot of abandoned equipment that appears to be in working order. This is not what a professional fighting force does, and I agree with that. So Putin, even though he's re-equipped his military with new and modernized equipment, the same uninspired, poorly led, undisciplined army fumbling its way around Ukraine is still not a professional force. Would you agree with all that so far?
Absolutely, 100%, yeah.
And we've also seen Russian armored vehicles intentionally run over occupied civilian cars and shoot up clearly distinguishable civilians at hastily established checkpoints. Now, this is all on top of shelling the dense urban areas, too, that we've witnessed on television. Now, human beings do bizarre things. They're undisciplined, they're unprofessional, they're bewildered, and poorly led human beings who are experiencing some sort of fear or loss of life, and they're doing really bizarre things. I'm talking about the Russians. And I hope I'm wrong, Kyle, but I don't think we've seen the worst of it yet, because it looks like some of these elements of the Russian army have gone rogue.
Yes, and they're behaving in a way that, as you talk about, Captain, the idea of a professional fighting force, obviously it's completely wrong. It's an atrocity to invade Ukraine. But perhaps some of our estimation of what the post-Soviet forces, the Russian forces now, would be like, how they would conduct themselves, is just not materializing. So we're going to have to retool, I think, our whole perception of it, because they're acting more like Vandals and Visigoths. I mean, this is something that a brutality that we're witnessing that is just completely off the charts.
Yep. Well, I hear the music coming up in my ear here. So, you hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It is a Tuesday morning. And by the way, today is when you can stop by and have lunch with me over at Mission Barbecue.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, we got a little bonus for you today. We're going to not only have lunch with the Captain over at Mission Barbecue. This morning, I'm going to be going over to the Village Inn on North Street, just south of Gandy there in St. Pete, the north end of St. Pete there. And we're going to be having breakfast there, and Jeff will be there. I'll be there. Jeff says if you stop by, he'll buy you your coffee. So there you go, and that'll be this morning. I'll be there about probably 6:15 to 6:25. Takes me a few minutes to get there because I get caught in the traffic coming back from Tampa, so I can't get there much quicker than that. But Jeff will probably be sitting there, so you see Jeff will be there at the table, and then we'll sit down and have a nice little chat, which we do from time to time, and we can solve all the world's problems. But that's this morning at Mission Today at Mission Barbecue for lunch. I'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30, West Waters in Tampa. And then this morning, I'll be over at the Village Inn for breakfast. So there you go. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Go over there, check out the radio listener specials page. Go in that link that's right there. Check out everything that's there. You'll see a whole bunch of product that's all marked down considerably, 50%, 67%, 75%, all kinds of specials, buy one, get one. It's all right there on that page, and you'll be glad you did, and you can take advantage of all the different things that are there. And it's just like a kid in a candy store, that sort of thing, when you get in there and you see everything that's there. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Donald Trump chimed in yesterday about Vladimir Putin and said something very interesting. You want to hear it?
Oh, yes, yes.
He said, Putin doesn't seem to be the same person I was dealing with.
Yeah, this is really interesting because we've heard the same, for example, from Condoleezza Rice, others as well, picking up, even in that initial first speech that Putin gave regarding the invasion, was a Putin that we haven't really seen before, saying a lot of bizarre things and giving a very sort of bizarre twist to everything. So now, of course, President Trump had dealt with him. But, yeah, I think this is piling up. This is not something that is just a misperception about what Putin's up to or how he's acting.
And President Biden also yesterday said something else about Putin. He said that Putin is weighing the use of chemical weapons.
Yes, I bet your bottom dollar Putin's weighing the use of chemical
weapons. Well, it's because he's desperate. His troops are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. He's been caught literally with his pants down on this.
Well, that's exactly right. None of this is going the way that they envisioned it at the Kremlin as they, gamed this thing and figured out, you know, how long it's going to take and what they're going to do and how the West is going to react and so forth. You know, Captain, it's interesting because had Putin really understood, had any real inkling of what the Ukrainian people were going to do, how they were going to hunker down, sacrifice their lives in order to protect their homes and their families and their way of life, I wonder if that would have entered into Putin's calculus in any different way. He thought he was going to win very, very quickly.
No, because he didn't think he was fighting against a military force that could come up against his invincible Russian military. He didn't think that he needed to worry. But guess what? The military force that he's coming up against is much more experienced and much more adept to what's going on than they are.
Well, of course. And even the people who just happened to be armed, in some cases they received arms from the Ukrainian government. But here you have, basically, you've got the military forces, but you've also got the people themselves, and they're joining in. They're not running away. They are in this. And that has got to be making Putin absolutely crazy. That's in and of itself a good thing. But also, Captain, it could bode very bad for what he may want to do next because of his desperation.
Now, before I go back over to what we're going to be talking about here, Sarah Palin suddenly in the news again in Alaska because of the death of that 88-year-old congressman who had been in Congress for, 48 years or thereabouts?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
His name is Young.
Yep.
And she is being considered, seriously being considered, to taking his place, running for the office and all that. And she may, in fact, be appointed temporarily by the governor, which is something they can do there.
Well, that's right. And she said, you know, she'd basically, you know, jump at this chance, basically. It's a very good possibility because, number one, she has the name recognition. That's a huge advantage. This would be an appointment. But then also, of course, her other experience as governor, she knows Alaska. So it would be very difficult for someone else really to run against her.
I would love to see her go up against AOC.
Oh, sure.
That would be worth the price of admission.
Well, yeah, I think that especially with some of the weird things that AOC has been saying of late, in addition to all the other weird things that she's been saying up to this point. But, yes, that would be an interesting thing.
And something else has come out here now. We'll talk about the UN for just a second before I move back to Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and what that gentleman said. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. says there is a proposal that's been put forth now for a peacekeeping mission and putting a buffer zone with peacekeepers in between the Russians and the Ukrainians. And the U.N. ambassador from the United States says there will be no U.S. troops joining in a proposed Ukrainian peacekeeping mission.
That's right. Yeah, that's U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield. And this, Captain, to me, sounds exactly the same as we don't want to have Poland send their MiGs to Ramstein and then we'll send them to Ukraine. They don't want their, quote, fingerprints on it because they don't want to enrage Vladimir Putin, it would seem, that there would actually be Americans there. But generally speaking, I get it. in that sense. But if the world is going to get together and put in peacekeeping forces, you know, I can't imagine it wouldn't involve the U.S. heavily at some point.
Now, in the game of politics that's played, Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs summoned the U.S. ambassador in Moscow and told him President Joe Biden's recent comments about Russian President Vladimir Putin have strained the ties to the verge of breaking. Now, last week, Biden branded the Russian leader a war criminal, which is true, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And he did that amid the invasion of Ukraine, drawing condemnation from the foreign ministry on Monday. Several other White House officials, including the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, used similar rhetoric over the weekend, and that has ticked off the Russians. And to that I say, too bad, so sad. What are they going to do, throw us out of Russia? Big deal.
Right. Well, you know, Putin could actually, and I'm just sort of musing here about this, Putin could have actually tried a different approach. He could have approached the U.S. President, President Biden, trying to get some idea of maybe trying to broker a peace and throw the weight of the White House behind something like that, because Putin knows he's losing this. But I don't think he will do that ever. But instead, I think Putin is actually – he continues to do this posturing thing that he's the tough guy and, you know, Russia is going to dominate. But in reality, Captain, he's telegraphing that he's very, very weak in this. And that's why I think they're trying to say, you're straining this to the point of breaking. Breaking? Really? Well, the whole world is against you, Vladimir Putin. I don't know what you think that we're breaking at this point. You broke it.
Well, Putin is the guy who can stop this anytime he wants and say, okay, we're going to negotiate, we're going to have some talks, we're going to declare an immediate ceasefire, all hostilities are going to stop, we're no longer going to go house to house, which is what they're doing in Mariupol, which is really bad when they do that. That's when they'll suffer the most of their casualties, number one. And that's when they'll create the most on the other side, number two.
Well, right. I wish and hope that it will stop as soon as it possibly can.
Sooner than later.
Yes, but Vladimir Putin, though, would still, in his own mind, he would perceive himself that he's losing, that he is a loser, that he didn't, he wasn't Vlad the Great in that sense. And that's why I think we really have a major, major problem brewing. Will he go to the peace negotiation table, and will he accept? But at the same time, though, Captain, he'll want to keep the territory that they've taken. I don't think Zelensky will ever agree to that.
Well, Zelensky may not have any choice in the matter, and it looks like as if that's exactly what he wants to do, is to carve out that territory to even off Crimea, if you will. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson pledged to decide cases without fear or favor, while also thanking God and professing her love for the country and the Constitution. It was part of her 12-minute opening statement to the Senate Judiciary Committee. While Democrats on the panel praised President Biden's nominee, Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina so that they're ready to ask pointed questions of her record.
I want to know about your judicial philosophy, because people on the left, the far extreme part of the left, believe that you were the best bet.
If confirmed, Brown Jackson will be the first black woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court, which in turn will have four women on the bench at the same time. Wall Street on Monday closed lower, the Dow down 202 points, the S&P 500 down 55 points, the S&P 500 off a couple. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Okie dokie, I'm taking it away right now. Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that operate Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor has been a product that I've been taking for over 7 years simply because it works. And it's not a narcotic, it's not a drug, but it does exactly what a drug would do to help you when it comes to the pain that you're in, or perhaps even the discomfort that you have with nerve damage or whatever the situation might be. Because I found out with Relief Factor that it not only helps with the pain and suffering that you have, but it will, the combination of the ingredients that are in it, of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, will help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, swelling, and that sort of thing, which is important. It'll lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on, and it'll go right straight to the source of the pain. Again, all of that is important. And it's 100% drug-free, and that's even more important. Because the 100% botanical and fish oil product, the ingredients that are in it, is good for you. The key enzymes and proteins is something that your body needs to have anyway. So you're taking something that's actually good for you to take. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, comes in a little convenient individual packets or little capsules in the packet, and it supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, all this costs is $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get it all started. That's it, $19.95. Now, there are no clubs to join, no add-ons to join, none of that sort of stuff. 1995 gets it all started, and you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That gets you the three-week supply of Relief Factor for 1995. And while you're over there, take a look at all the different health products they have over there, too, because everything they got there is good for you. It's all natural. And again, no narcotics. And after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, here we go. Saudi Arabia said that it claims no responsibility for the shortage in global oil supplies after an alleged attack by Yemeni rebels impacted production in the kingdom. Now, a statement from Saudi Arabia's government said that it will not bear any responsibility for any shortage in oil supplies to global markets in light of the attacks on its oil facilities from the Iranian-backed terrorist organization Houthis and their militias. Now, this is according to the state-run Saudi press agency. First of all, I didn't even hear that they'd been attacked, did you?
No. Back in 2015, though, these Houthi rebels, they took over the Yemeni capital back then. And the Saudis basically, well, they're mad at the United States, and they're not listening to Joe Biden or taking his phone calls in that sense, because they say the United States isn't doing enough to counter the Houthi threat. But, of course, now with this attack, it's a way for them to say, see, we told you so, or something like that.
Well, we stopped what we were doing. We pulled our troops out of the area, and we're commuting to battle, so to speak.
Right.
So that, and they know that. But right. then again, that was so that the Saudis wouldn't get into the middle of this and do what they were doing, because they were just flying in at random and just dropping bombs.
Right. But also, President Biden, he took the Houthis off the designated terrorist group list.
It's like he's going to do the IRGC.
That's right, which is the Revolutionary Guard, basically, in Iran. And so, you know, the plot thickens. I mean, we're looking at Ukraine for good reason and what's happening there. But what's going to be happening in the Middle East is also going to be incredibly important to all of our lives. You just watch with how these things are going to start to explode, as it were.
So here we are taking the bad guys that we know are bad guys off the terrorist watch list.
Right.
Right. That just defies logic.
Well, and you know something too, Captain? Back during the Trump administration, you know, I think President Trump and his emissaries and all were being very successful in, number one, containing Iran and getting that sentiment to really grow and building on the common issue of what happens when Iran can simply run roughshod over the Middle East or do whatever they want to do or stop being contained. And the Saudi Arabians were in with this. Other Arab states were in with this idea, and now it's falling apart.
Well, we need to talk about the New York Times for just a second here, because suddenly the New York Times has discovered that the Hunter Biden laptop revelations are real, well over a year after the New York Post was fact-checked for breaking the compromising story ahead of the 2020 presidential election and took it on the chin for that. On this radio program, Kyle, you and I have interviewed people, not only the New York Post author, who I interviewed twice, but also Hunter Biden's business partner, who I interviewed. And he came out on this show and said that the laptop and what was on it was real a long time ago.
Well, that's right. Unfortunately, it was not convenient. You know, almost sound like Al Gore. It's an inconvenient truth about Hunter Biden's laptop, right?
Yeah.
And big tech, they didn't like this idea. Social media, and certainly the liberal media plus the Democrat Party elite, they did everything they could to make it sound like it was Russian propaganda.
Now, I picked up on some information yesterday from the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. It was actually a press release that was out there from the NRA, and it said, at the direction of the Biden administration, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives appears to be revoking the licenses of some firearm dealers for even minor paperwork violations.
Well, that's right. Basically, the Biden administration, they have what they call their zero tolerance for rogue gun dealers who willfully violate the law. But what this can amount to, Captain, though, is an accusation, for example, of falsifying records, quote unquote, something like that, where if there's a tiny mistake made on one of the forms that are turned in, well, then that's a falsifying of the records and that's not tolerated and we're going to revoke your license, this kind of thing.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of threats about that in the past, and it's a shame because the gun dealers that I know, if they make a mistake, that's fine, they make a mistake, but they don't do it intentionally.
Well, no, of course not. But, you see, this is one of the ways that they can get around the law, they can get around the Constitution, and they can try to make it such that it's virtually impossible. They will try to make it so onerous that you'll never be able to succeed as a gun dealer. That kind of, that's the mentality of it.
Well, we'll soon know, won't we?
Yes.
And by the way, the judge, Ketanji Brown Jackson, yesterday was introduced to the senatorial committee that's going to be asking her questions over the next, I believe, 4 days. And the accusations of racism won't deter Republicans, so says Lindsey Graham, because he reminded the Democrats of their hypocrisy when it came to the minority nominees when it was their turn, when the Republicans were the ones sitting there in the chair.
Well, of course. That's otherwise, what fun is it to be a Democrat at that point? But that's the whole setup, though, Captain. That's the whole setup. How dare you ask relevant questions? You know that's about constitutional law. You know, and this kind of thing. And what would you do? How do you interpret this? Why did you make this decision? Tell us your thought process. Well, any of those questions are just going to be wrapped up in racism, because that way any question or any kind of doubt that you might have, should this person be on the Supreme Court, could only be racist. And that's a terrible, sad commentary on where we're at today.
Okay. That sounded good. Yeah, I knew you researched that all night, right?
No. Well, but this is where we're going, though. This is the problem. You can't even have a real conversation about things.
All righty. Let's see here. I hear the music coming up in my ear. All right. We're going to get ready, folks, to have the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We do have some serious weather to report. You truckers in Texas along I-20, along I-10, you need to pay attention to what we're talking about here, because there's life-threatening conditions, tornado conditions, on the highways tonight. And we'll tell you more when we come back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Steppenwolf, the movie Easy Rider, Born to be Wild, and I am telling you, Kyle, I'm telling you, that takes me back a few years.
It's so classic. It can't be improved upon. It just, you know, you hear that.
Why try? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, you got to say hello to somebody or we're all going to be in the doghouse.
That's right. Well, you know, folks, so we're going to send out a very happy birthday tonight to Sharon, wife of Richard the Marine. And so, Sharon, happy birthday from everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. There we go.
Many more. That's right. There we go. Yeah, so happy birthday, Sharon. We're sending you a virtual birthday cake over the airwaves. Never been done before.
And actually, I had a real birthday cake yesterday, and I didn't know it was anybody's birthday, but somebody in the station had a birthday, and I got the cake.
Oh, very cool. All right. Well, very nice. Well, we do have a lot going on, of course, out west tonight. Well, actually, we have a pretty quiet map, actually, I should say, out west tonight. We are going to tell you about a few things that are happening that you need to know about. Number one, we've got some rain. This is going to be south of Albuquerque as you come down I-25. That's coming across the road. Also, if you're in the Alamogordo area, just west of Alamogordo, you've got rain coming across the road. Up near Ruidoso, you've got snow coming across Highway 70 there. So be aware of that. And then also it looks like as you're going towards Texas, east of Albuquerque through Tucumcari, you've got rain just before you get over to the border there with Texas from New Mexico. Other than that, we definitely have, of course, some wind watches, but this is south of Las Vegas, also in parts of the Los Angeles area, north of Los Angeles and San Bernardino. High deserts, you're going to have a wind advisory that can be kicking in. But other than that, Captain, I'm glad to say we've got a quiet map tonight, except for Snoqualmie Pass. It was snowing hard there 24 hours ago. Right now, you're just contending with some light rain. So be careful out there.
Well, on I-90, coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, going into South Dakota, you got some unsettled weather conditions. There is some snow to the north and east of there and to the south and east of there. The snow is going to be down in Nebraska from Omaha on an angle down through the central part of Kansas. And then, get this, folks, you have a blizzard warning for Guymon, Oklahoma, down to Amarillo, Texas, down to just north of Lubbock, and Plainview is in this. It's really, really been doing its thing there. And they're calling for a blizzard warning there tonight. There is snow in the forecast halfway across Oklahoma, down towards Midland, Texas, if you will. Could be some snow flurries. Temperatures are dropping in there. And the big problem is, I'll mention Minnesota before I move on. Minnesota's got snow up there to the north and the east of the Twin Cities going over towards Duluth with a winter storm warning way up on the Canadian border. Northern part of Michigan has got snow in the offing up there in the Upper Peninsula, as well as over on the eastern side, eastern shore of the lower part of Michigan. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. We have had all day long and all night long some severe weather with some horrible, disastrous tornadoes in them in Texas. Now, that weather is moving to the north and moving to the east right now. We have tornado warnings in the San Antonio area. We have flood warnings all up and down through the San Antonio area. We have over to I-20 east of Dallas, a tornado watch and a tornado warning right on the state line right there, Shreveport and Texas, right on that line. We have a tornado watch and a tornado warning, and it's been there since the show started about an hour ago. We've got heavy rain in the middle of Louisiana, down about halfway into the state. There's going to be some flooding there, and then it's coming down towards Beaumont, Texas, which puts you back down on I-10, where there's going to be some flooding down there. The rain is going to continue. The bad weather is going to continue today, and it's going to move across into Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama is pretty much where it's going to wind up a little bit later in the day. And then tonight and tomorrow, It's going to skipjack across the northern part of Florida and up into Georgia, and we'll see what happens then. But there's a lot of severe storms in this, Kyle, in particular, a lot of tornadoes, and they had a really bad tornado yesterday that tore up a town in northern Texas. I watched it on TV, and it was amazing, the damage.
Yes, very sad. It's sad to see the map like this as well, and our hearts go out to those who are affected by that. Absolutely.
Well, we can see the entire tornado watch in severe storm watch area, and it pretty much encompasses, let's see, that's I-30 up there, I-20, I-10, down, let's see here, Houston is in a severe storm, a thunderstorm and tornado watch area. Galveston, almost all, well, yep, as I said, San Antonio, down below San Antonio, and then we've got some unsettled conditions right along the border down there, too, all the way to Eagle Pass, I might add.
Yes, that's right, yes.
All right, well, that's going to move across the Gulf today, the northern Gulf. We're going to be seeing elements of it, and all I can tell you is, keep your eyes and your ears on the weather map and pay attention, because this is a storm that it's got a lot of potential in it to do a lot of damage, and that's what we don't want to tell you about, but we have to tell you the truth.
Exactly right, yeah.
All right, so Mr. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, well, don't forget, the good people at Pilot and Flying J, they're ready for you to drive in. They're ready to get you what you need so that you can have an oasis out there on the road, and then get you back on the road with whatever you need. And by the way, the Pilot and Flying J's, Captain, they're investing $1 billion to renovate more than 400 of their locations across their whole network. It's really going to be something, and I think everybody's going to be very happy with that. It's very exciting. But in the meantime as well, drive on in, join the Drivers Club, start earning points on everything that you buy. Also, check out the fuel card as well. They've got great terms, and you'll also begin to rack up those points as well. And so when you do that, you can also download the My Rewards Plus app. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com. Download the app, start tracking your points, get other great offers as well, and also use their locations function. You can find out the nearest location of the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center, and you can plan your trip accordingly. So once again, pilotflyingj.com.
And you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. They want to have electric trucks, right?
Yeah.
Over-the-road electric trucks, like semis, right?
Right.
Well, where are they going to charge them at when they're out on the road?
That's a very good question.
It's going to have to be a truck stop, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. We'll hold that thought. More about that when we come back. All right, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to hit the top of the hour break here, and we'll be back with a lot more here for you. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. They work for us. We don't work for them. And Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.